Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those that have lost loved ones. Amen.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him,
yes,
I'm grateful.
The
victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from my heart.
Cheers!
got another witness tonight. Come here, Dave Hollister.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where to start, Jesus. God, I could have been dead and gone, but you thought different. You decided to save me. Oh, and I'm grateful. Oh, and I'm grateful, yeah. I could have been down and out, but you saved me, Lord. Lord, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. All my days I'm gonna serve you, Lord. Yeah, wherever you want me to go, Jesus, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Hey, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Lord, Lord. Whatever you tell me to say, I'm gonna say. I'm only move when you tell me to move, Jesus. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. And I thank you for delivering me, for setting me free, for washing me clean, oh, for loving me, Lord. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hey, hey, hey. Say hi, hey, thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, 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 oh. Flowing from my heart.
Give David a hand, everybody. Thank the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all gonna start this back up again? Because I do have one more witness. Come here, Rubenstein. I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
I'm grateful. Oh, Lord, Lord, I'm truly grateful. Lord, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. You put food on my table. God knows I'm grateful. You put shoes on my feet. Yes, you did. Lord, I'm grateful. You could have left me outdoors. Oh, I'm grateful. I'm telling you, I got another witness tonight. Come here, Dave Hollister.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where to start, Jesus. God, I could have been dead and gone, but you saw a difference. You decided to save me. Save me, save me. Oh, and I'm grateful. Oh, and I'm grateful. Yeah. I could have been down and out, but you saved me, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Lord, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. All my days I'm gonna serve you, Lord. Yeah, wherever you want me to go, Jesus, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Whatever you tell me to say, I'm gonna 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 say, I'm only move when you tell me to move, Jesus. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. And I thank you for delivering with me, for setting me free, for washing me clean, oh, for loving me, Lord. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hey, hey, hey. Say hi, y'all. Hey, hi, y'all. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, 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 from my heart.
Y'all give Dave a hand, everybody. Thank the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all gonna start this back up again. Because I do have one more witness. Come here, Rubenstein.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Donald Letcher, pastor of Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, located at 1608 South Cooper Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38114. If you're ever in Memphis and looking for a place to worship, we invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Also, if God has put it on your heart to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so using Cash App, $MOODYMEM. That's $MOODYMEM. This afternoon's meditation comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. This afternoon, for just a few moments, let me lift for a thought. It's not what goes into a man that counts. It's what comes out of a man that makes a difference. Say that one more time. It's not what goes into a man that counts. It's what comes out of a man that makes a difference. And if you will, write these two words down, tradition and commandment. Tradition and commandment. Then write down the title of this morning's meditation. It's not what goes into a man that counts. It's what comes out of a man that makes a difference, because I'm going somewhere. As I read this passage of scripture in preparation for this meditation, the thought came to mind as to how we as a society or church have gotten caught up in tradition and somehow missed God's commandments or what God desires for our lives. We've gotten so wrapped up in tradition that somehow we've missed the boat. We've gotten so bogged down in tradition with attitudes such as, well, that's the way we've always done it, that we missed the mark. You've heard that said before, haven't you? Or how about this? That's how Big Mama, Madea, or Daddy used to do it. Well, here's a news flash. Tradition has messed us up. It's messed us up so bad that the church and us have somehow missed the message from God. Tradition is good in its place, but we serve a living God, don't we? There are some churches and people that are too deeply rooted in tradition that tradition is stunting their growth because they just can't seem to let go of tradition. In this life we live, we must focus on God and allow Him to move in our lives. As we define the word tradition, according to Merriam-Webster's online dictionary, it defines tradition as an inherited, established, or customary pattern of thought, action, or behavior, or the handing down of information, beliefs, and customs by word of mouth or by example from one generation to another without written instruction. Now let's define commandment. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, you can tell I like Merriam-Webster's dictionary, can't you? Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines commandment as something that is commanded, especially one of the biblical Ten Commandments. See, tradition comes from man. Commandment comes from God. In the text, we find Jesus being questioned by an official delegation of scribes and Pharisees who've been sent from Jerusalem to further investigate Jesus because his reputation and popularity had grown, and this was a great concern of them, because if Jesus gained too much of a following, their power would be at risk. They felt they might lose their power. So upon arrival, they encountered Jesus and questioned Jesus as to why his disciples and did not wash their hands before eating. You see, the Pharisees were interested in the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law, and thus they were stuck in tradition because the elders believed in the Mishnah, which is the oldest authoritative collection of Jewish oral law, supplemented the written laws in the Hebrew scriptures. And it was compiled by a series of scholars over 2 centuries and was given final form in the 3rd century A.D. by Judah Hanasi. Annotations by later scholars in Palestine and Babylonia resulted in the Gemara, the second part of the Talmud, consisting primarily of commentary on the Mishnah. You see, the Mishnah and Gemara, which is a collection of ancient rabbinic writings, consisted of both the Mishnah and the Gemara, constituting the basis of religious authority in Orthodox Jerusalem. But watch Jesus' response to their question, flip the script and ask them a question. You know, Jesus would always put the ball in their court. And so Jesus asked them, why do you transgress God's commandments with your tradition? In other words, Jesus asked them why they were letting their traditions get in the way of them being able to follow God's commandment as found in Exodus 20 and 12 and Deuteronomy 5 and 16. You see, we're to love and respect our parents, but check this out. It also says that if necessary, we are to care for our parents when they get old. And if you didn't love or respect your parents or take care of them in the time of need, then go to Exodus 21 and 17 and read. How many folks do you know that when their parents get old and really need them, suddenly they're too busy and thus they put them in a nursing home? I invite you to visit a nursing home sometime and you will see people that have been put there by their children and thus they are alone and no one visits them. See, the Pharisees routinely circumvented the law of Moses by designating their money to the temple, and the Greek is called korban, which means gift to the temple. They didn't want to or help or support their parents, and Jewish tradition said that once money was vowed to the temple, it couldn't be used for secular purposes. This action usually occurred after a family argument. Now, Jesus further goes on to say that by doing so, it was robbing God's word of his power and authority. Jesus called the Pharisees, watch this, hypocrites, because they paid lip service to God. They go to the temple every day and honor him with their mouths, but they gave him praise, but their heart wasn't in it. You see, their worship was empty. They weren't just going through the motions. They were, as I preached some time ago, shepherds in wolves' clothing. Their talk didn't match their walk. See, Jesus was setting the Pharisees out, and they didn't even know it. In the text, Jesus calls the crowds over and admonishes them to hear and understand that what's most important is not what goes into a man that defiles him, but it's what comes out of a man that defiles him. And when his disciples heard this, they were approached Jesus and asked Jesus, did he know the Pharisees were offended by what he said? Jesus responded to his disciples and said, pay them no mind, for every plant that his father had not planted would be uprooted and eradicated by God. Let me put a pin here for a moment. What Jesus is saying is that let the blind lead the blind. We must understand the Pharisees were caught up in a tradition and were leading people down the road to hell, and they didn't know any better. They were ignorant to the will of God. They had let tradition get in the way of God's will and would eventually end up in a ditch. They would eventually be punished for leading people down the wrong road. Now, even after explaining that what he meant, there were still yet some who didn't understand. Thus, Peter asked the question and explained it again. Jesus did this, but at this time he broke it down and repeated what he has spoken in verses 11, whatever enters the mouth enters the belly and is soon disposed of externally. But those things which come from the mouth come from the heart. Scripture says that so as a man thinketh, so is he. What comes out of your mouth tells a lot about you, where you are and what you believe in. I've heard it said that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. Church sin and impurity doesn't affect one's stomach but affects the heart. We must be careful of what comes out of our mouth. And we know some awful things can come out of our mouth, don't we? Some hurtful things can come out of our mouth sometimes. Just as an example, you can be raised by parents about right and wrong and still have some hurtful things come out of your mouth. You can be raised in the best of households and neighborhoods and still have some awful things come out of your mouth and mean every word you say. On the flip side, you can be from one of the worst neighborhoods and most dysfunctional families but have a good heart. You can come from a single-parent home and still have a good heart. It goes into a man that counts. It's what comes out that counts. You can spend all day in church and still, when you step outside, curse someone out like a sailor. It all starts in the heart. your heart isn't right, then Jesus in verse 19 says, from the heart comes evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornicators, thieves, and false witnesses, and blasphemers. But Jesus in this passage letting us know that it's not the unwashed hands that defiles it, but our hearts that defile us. Don't get caught up in traditions, but strive to follow God and his commandments. Ask God to give you a clean heart this afternoon. Stop looking, listen to your heart and what it's saying. If you stop what you're doing and look around you and see what's happening and listen to God speak to your heart, you won't end up like the Pharisees in a ditch. It's not what goes into a man that counts. It's what comes out that counts. Where's your heart this afternoon? It's not what you do in here that counts. It's what you do when you leave here that counts. It's what you do and say to others that counts. It's how you treat others that counts. Don't let Satan have his way in your life. You see, a dirty heart is worse than a dirty hands church. Don't get caught up in the tradition that you forget the calling God has on your life. Don't get caught up in how you used to do things years ago. Think about what you're doing now. Don't get caught up in the letter of the law. Get caught up in the spirit of the law. Eternal God, thank you for reminding us that it's not what goes in that counts, it's what comes out that counts. Let us not be a hypocrite. Let us not say one thing and do another. I'm reminded of what I often say. Listen to what a person says and watch what they do, and you'll find out who they really are. Until next week, God bless you.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. Of all the kings, the
cup in
time. You are the
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. You were born in a manger.
time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart. Start this back up again. Because I do have one more witness. Come here, Rubenstein.
To continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.